Some lawmakers have personal stories of young constituents taking their own lives after being harassed by fellow students. Both the governor's bill and the Senate legislation require parental notification of bullying incidents. Both address harassment that happens away from school, including on social media. And both recommend training for school personnel. But the governor's legislative liaison, Adam Gregg, says the agreement stops there.
Where we differ respectfully with the route the Senate has taken is we don't think it's necessary to create a new office within the Department of Education to handle bullying.
Or to spend $1 million along the way. The Democrats' bill would appropriate $250,000 to help the Department of Education oversee anti-bullying efforts. And they'd give out $750,000 in training grants to schools. In contrast, the governor's bill would spend $25,000 to develop a training webinar for schools. At a statehouse hearing, school officials lined up to say that's not enough. Tom Merrick with School Administrators of Iowa says he's not sure what number is needed.
But we know that $25,000 isn't enough if we're really working to change a culture, and we think that's probably the big part of what we need to do.
And it's not an easy thing where, you know, just a little bit of training is going to help all staff understand how to deal with it.
And that's Margaret Buckton with the Urban Education Network. Teachers say they need money for counselors and social workers to help serve troubled students, both the bullies and the bullied. Beyond the money, a few policy differences remain. Democrats want the bill to name race, religion, and similar attributes for which a student might be targeted. Republicans want the bill to cover everyone. And then there are amendments from the conservative House GOP.
There are 17 amendments over here in the House, maybe more. And so we believe that there are some that will help the bill, and there's some that maybe should be left off.
That's Center Point Republican Quentin Stanerson. The conservative coalition wants private schools to be exempt. They say a freedom of conscience amendment is needed so kids can express their religious beliefs without calling that bullying. And Schleswig Republican Jason Schultz says schools should not be held responsible for off-campus behavior they may not even know about.
If something more drastic would happen, we would not want the teacher held responsible for the limited amount of information that they have.
But Tom Merrick says that isn't a big issue for schools.
You know, administrators deal with things away from school all the time, so we're not promoting that immunity.
The money remains the biggest hurdle. Mount Air Republican Cecil Dolacek says they'll start with the governor's less expensive plan and go from there.
I'm going to have a committee amendment drafted that basically will put in $25,000 as a starting point.
Dolacek adds even the Department of Education doesn't think they need their own division to combat bullying. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.